Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Joe Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, January 8th. We're once again heading towards a deadline for a government shutdown, but it sounds like lawmakers could finally be moving towards an agreement. Yesterday, House and Senate leaders announced a spending deal for government funding in 2024. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have agreed to more than $1.5 trillion in funding for the next fiscal year, with just under $900 billion for defense and just over $700 billion for non-defense. But while that's the first step in avoiding a shutdown, it doesn't mean they're out of the woods yet. The deal will still need to make it through votes in both chambers, and far-right Republicans in the House have already described it as a total failure. The GOP's razor-thin majority means it'll need most of the party's lawmakers to support it to pass. And some Republicans want tighter immigration policies included in any agreements, as well as less spending overall. And the clock is ticking, with the government set to start running out of money on January 19th. A Portland school teacher has found the missing part of an Alaska Airlines plane in his backyard after it blew off mid-flight.
We're going to go pick that up and make sure that we begin analyzing it.
That was the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board. The door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft after it took off from Portland on Friday, creating a refrigerator-sized hole in the plane mid-flight. No passengers were seated next to the piece that flew off, and the NTSB says it was lucky there were no deaths or serious injuries. The incident has led to a slew of flight cancellations after the FAA ordered the temporary grounding of certain Boeing aircrafts, which the plane maker says it supports. And the weather could cause some flight issues too. Winter weather alerts are stretching over 1,000 miles across the country today, all the way from Arizona to Wisconsin. Just days after the season's first big winter storm, this second one is on the move and is expected to bring heavy snow, blizzards, strong wind, potential tornadoes, and serious flooding. Nearly 70 million people are under severe storm threat today, and the Storm Prediction Center warns that the risk will be even greater tomorrow. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was hospitalized on New Year's Day, which it turns out was news to a lot of people in the administration, even his second in command, who took over for him. That's according to two officials, who told CNN that the deputy defense secretary was among senior leaders who were kept in the dark about Austin's whereabouts until Thursday, 3 days after he checked into the hospital following complications from an elective surgery. CNN's Natasha Bertrand has more.
Questions remain as to why Austin and his team tried so hard to keep his condition a secret, and many Pentagon officials are now deeply frustrated that they were left in the dark, and some worry that it could have posed a national security risk because the president and senior military leaders, including those in the chain of command, were not aware of Austin's whereabouts. Now, Austin, for his part, did release a statement on Saturday night praising the, quote, amazing staff at Walter Reed for the care he has received, and said that he is, quote, on the mend and looking forward to returning to work. And he also acknowledged the concerns about transparency and said, quote, I commit to doing better.
Coming up, we'll tell you who won big at last night's Golden Globes. It was a big night for Oppenheimer at the Golden Globes, which picked up several big awards, including Best Motion Picture Drama, Best Director, and Best Drama Actor. Barbie had been the most nominated film going into the evening, but only picked up 2 awards in the end, including the inaugural award for cinematic achievements. And in TV, Max's Succession picked up the most awards for any television show, winning Best Drama Series and individual awards for actors Kieran Culkin, Sarah Snook, and Matthew McFadden. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.